Girlfriends, welcome, welcome to Girlfriends Chat with Angela Jordan Perry, where hashtag we homeschool too. This is where you get the insight, the encouragement, the wisdom, the knowledge from homeschool gurus all across the world, all across our nation. And my purpose-driven life is to make a positive impact on thousands of homeschoolers worldwide. I'm your girl, Angela Jordan Perry.
Girlfriends, it's that time. It's that time for another interview. Hey, this is Angela with Girlfriends Guide to Homeschooling with Angela Jordan Perry. I am the host of this platform. And this platform is to give voice to those of the African homeschooling diaspora to say, hashtag we homeschool too, and we're making it happen and we are thriving. So I am delighted to have you here with us again. We had a little hiatus. We're going into our third year of Girlfriends Guide to Homeschooling. So thankful to have you hanging in and watching the videos on YouTube and the podcast. So let's go ahead and make this year a great year here in 2020. This is recording of 2020. As I have promised before, this year I wanted to provide a lot of content and resources that provide resources to you who are the homeschooling parent, I'm the home educator, so you can know what's out there. There's so much, there's a plethora, all right? And today I come to you with such an interview. So today I have Melissa Perkins with me. Say hi, Melissa.
Hello.
So Melissa, I got connected with her. I don't even know how we got connected. Oh, we became friends on Facebook. That's how we got connected. And then I shared a bio and she shared some information. I was like, okay, this is it. This is a match that needs to happen. So here we are and we're going to just dive in just a moment. But before we do, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I'm a homeschool mom of 20 years to 8 children, 3 of whom have graduated, 5 of whom are still in the thick of this homeschooling journey. We make our home in the upstate of South Carolina, where in this state, I give families legal status to homeschool their children. So I'm an Option 3 Association Director, owner and administrator. Okay. So my purpose-driven life is to make a positive impact on thousands of homeschoolers worldwide. And I do that first, serving my community here in South Carolina, and then these various platforms of Girlfriends Guide to Homeschooling and Girlfriends Chat. I am a life partner now of 27 long years. Yes. And we're still hanging in there. And we have a little farm here that we're about to ease out of, because now I'm vegan and we don't eat animals. We have pets. So that's a little bit. Oh, I have a grand love. I'm a grandmother. I don't call myself a grandmother. I call myself a love ma, because honey, I'm too young to be grandma. But so I'm a love ma, and she's going to be 4 months soon. So I'm really happy to have that extension to our family. Can't believe it. So that's just a little bit about me. And if you've been following, then you've heard that a million bazillion times. So enough about me, but now it's time for Melissa. So let me tell you a little bit about, I guess, Melissa, all right? So Melissa, starting with one master student and an outstanding homeschool mom, CEO and founder, Melissa Perkins used her more than 20 years of experience to birth Blue Star Virtual Learning, BSVL. She creates an experience that celebrates the essential beauty of learning and accelerates young learners to self-mastery. Melissa is a licensed educator and holds a master's degree in curriculum and instruction. She attended Meredith College, where she was awarded the Distinguished North Carolina Teaching Fellows Full Scholarship. After serving as a licensed teacher in large school districts, including Fairfax County and the DC metro area, she pursued education leadership opportunities in China, leading language schools and training teachers in both Beijing and Shanghai. Upon returning to the United States, she had the opportunity to serve as an adjunct professor for international studies at Virginia Tech Language and Cultural Institute at the Fairfax, Virginia campus. So in spite of her busy schedule, Melissa actively facilitates master student activities because it fuels her passion and devotion to delivering quality education for all children everywhere. And I'm gonna have all of her content and contact information in the show notes so you can reach out to her, view her webpage and just get in contact for her services, okay? So Melissa, I have told these girlfriends a little bit about you and what you do. Tell us a bit more about how you even came up with Blue Star Virtual. What brought that about?
Well, first of all, I am so honored to meet you. I've heard about you for a few years, and I never imagined that we would connect in the way that we did. So I'm just wanted to tell you from the bottom of my heart, thank you for your service and what you provide to inspire families around the world. So I started because my best friend was homeschooling her son and had been homeschooling him since he was in kindergarten. He was in about the fourth grade, and she wanted to buy a home, and she lives in DC Metro. So she needed to really consolidate her income, basically go back to work to make it happen so that she could be able to buy a home. But she didn't want to put him back in school. So she knew I was in transition professionally, and I had a little bit of time. And she said, Melissa, could you please just do his lesson plans for the month? I'll pay you. And I was like, no, you're not paying me. I love you. I love that boy. And I will plan out all his lessons for him for the month. Well, she went to her co-op, which, you know, I had no idea she was going to do this. And she started telling all her friends about it. And they were like, wait, she does customized lesson planning? Does she do my child? And so next thing I know, I had 10 kids. And they didn't live in my state. They lived in DC Metro. Wow. I had worked and lived in DC Metro off and on for 6 years. Okay. At the time, I was living here in North Carolina. And so I went ahead and said, I'm not ready to call this a business. I'm a beta test it. And I just started to, you know, do customized lesson planning for homeschool moms. And the reason why they were drawn to it is because, I guess in my mind, I didn't realize how many homeschool moms were working. Mm-hmm. Whether if they were doing their own home business, the friend, in fact, she had her own business and she was trying to find a job. I never wrapped my mind around the fact that these are some of the most industrious human beings on the planet. They are running schools in their houses.
Yeah.
And many of them are also running businesses simultaneously or working while they're doing it. And they were really hungry for an assistant, someone to come in and not take over what they were doing, but just come in and be a support. And so after they really proved that they liked what they were, you know, experiencing with me doing that, in January, we decided to soft launch it. Okay. And to really, you know, say, hey, for me to do this full time, I need some kind of, you know, fee charge so I can be able to not go back to work and just exclusively do this. And that's how Blue Star was born. It literally came from that type of energy. And, you know, I fell in love with the whole process because I've always longed. I'm a career educator of 22 years. I've always longed to really cut out the middle, the institutional side of education and get right to the parent and be a support to them, because I feel like that's what I was designed to be, is a support to help parents. And so often, in the institutional world of education, there's a struggle with knowing how to do that well. And I had not found in my career opportunities where I was able, when I was working with young learners, not at university level, when I was working with young learners, I didn't really found that beautiful place where parent and educator can work as a collaborative team.
Yes.
And that's what I've been able to create. And I'm so proud of that because, you know, I can take my training and my expertise and my master's degree in curriculum and instruction and actually bring it to someone who can use it to be their own educator. And I saw and see my friend still as the primary educator of her child. Mm-hmm. And every parent that I interact with, I see them as a colleague. Mm-hmm. I don't see them as a parent trying to teach their child. Right. No, they're a legitimate educator.
Wow.
And so when I connect with them, I want to collaborate and just share things so that they can take it and run. You know, so we're not a school. We don't come in and take over your scheduling and tell your kids when they should do something. None of that. What we do instead is we offer. Okay. We offer resources. We can offer planning. Okay. We can even offer to do things with you, supervise, so that you can have that support. So okay. We even do live lesson planning with our parents. Okay. That's an option that people can take advantage of. Okay. And so Blue Star was really born from out of the heart of a mom. That's where we came from. We came from the heart of a mom's request. And we blossomed into an organization now serving 300 children globally, all over the world. And this has all been in about a year's time. It's just completely mushroomed. We now have about 1,500 members and Conscious Educator, which is our Facebook group, who is an extension of Blue Star Virtual Learning. And we have a huge community that we are forming that just really loves and cares about learners and helping them thrive.
Okay, so tell us now, you told us a little bit what you provide as far as helping with curriculum, maybe coaching, lesson planning and that type of thing. Is there another aspect of Blue Star that you all do as well?
Well, the best thing to look at Blue Star, when we started, we were just doing customized lesson planning.
Okay.
This year, we've become so big so fast, we had to get some infrastructure going.
Okay.
So that we could really clearly tell people what we do and let them pick what's best for them. So we are divided into three levels of services. So level one is the Cosmic Learning Center. And to be in the Cosmic Learning Center is absolutely free. That's where the majority of our members hang out, in the Cosmic Learning Center. And that has what put us on the map with a lot of people is Fun Pods.
Okay.
These are opportunities virtually for kids to get together during the week. We meet on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we do activities together virtually so that the children can connect and meet kids that they would normally never get a chance to meet.
And this is virtually, you heard that right,
virtual. It's virtual.
Online platform. I don't know if we spelled that out very clearly at the beginning of what Blue Star is. It's online platform.
Yes, it is a virtual, it's an online virtual platform. And so the Cosmic Learning Center is open to everyone. No one is locked out for finances. And I really want to emphasize that because I, working with these incredible families, I have learned that they are many times sacrificing a great deal to be able to provide the best quality education for their children. So we want to make sure that nobody is locked out of opportunity because of finances. And so you have access to Blue Star Virtual Learning for free. Anybody can be a member for free. And that puts you in level one Cosmic Learning Center. And it's not a gimmick. It's not like a little honeypot to suck you in and then, you know, now all of a sudden we charge you $5,500 for something. It's not that at all. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, we give you stuff when you come into the Cosmic Learning Center. So the favorite thing for the children is the Fun Pods, where they can get together and socialize virtually. And we have, right now, we're offering fun and money management. Mm-hmm. And we're offering creative arts. And so those are fun. They're 45 minutes. And that can give you, mom, a chance to kind of catch a cup of coffee, you know, get your head together, get the kids doing something else for a minute. Yeah. A lot of times our parents want to join it because they get enjoyment out of it. And we have resources with the Fun Pods that the parents can continue to do lessons with.
Okay.
So it can sometimes be the gift that keeps on giving you for the week if you want some extra exercise or things for the kids to do. Okay. And then we have my favorite thing is the Conscious Educator Library. And this is wonderful, especially for people who are new to homeschooling, because we have links for all of the states represented of our members. We have the links that they can go to that tell them how to set up their homeschool legally by state. Mm-hmm. And so we just went to the Defense Fund website and just literally pulled all the links out and aggregated them by state just to make it a little easier.
Yeah.
But we have that along with other resources that parents recommend to help you, you know, be able to teach at home. And again, it's all free and it's there and it's nice and organized. So it's just another place for you to go to get help and to get support. Okay. And then we're very pro family business. Like I said, that mom, you know, we were really trying to help her economy. And that's a big fundamental premise of Blue Star. And so we have the family business portal where our members can advertise their business. So if you have a hair salon, if you, you know, bake, if you have a bakery, if you have a catering service, if you sell essential oils or whatever, we advertise for you on that sheet so that all the members can know, because we want to encourage everyone to support each other financially. So before you go shopping, we always say, hey, check out the portal. See if you can shop there first. And that way you can help a mom, you know, be able to do well or help a dad do well. And so, so that's what's in the Cosmic Learning Center, and that's free membership.
Okay.
And then we have Level 2, which is a virtual gathering place. And that is our version of a co-op, except it's virtual. And it operates very similar to a co-op in that you have different activities the kids can do together. We have what are called Starburst. So these are a little bit more detailed and more structured than a fun pod, and that it encourages the kids to journal and do little mini action projects with the different things that we give them to do. So this particular cycle, we're offering anime club, and the kids picked all of this. Our families decided what we were going to do. We always get their input. And so these are the things they came up with. Our kids want to talk about anime. They want to talk about gaming. So they have a group called Gamers United.
Okay.
We have one for our little pre-K and kindergartners called Story Time. So I get a book and I read it online. Yesterday, Hunter and I were reading Ooey Unicorn. And so we had a good time doing that. And then we have Tech Club and we have African Geography and Culture. And so those are our Starbursts. And those are, again, like 45 minutes. They're offered on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 1 p.m., 11, and 1 p.m. And we have a calendar with all this stuff laid out, and people can do Calendly to automatically set it on their home calendars to get alerts.
Okay.
And then we also offer live lesson planning sessions on Fridays, you know, just two Fridays out the month. So the first and third Fridays, we pull parents who want to plan together, and we do a live together on a Friday night at 7 o'clock. On the first Friday, we do math and science and STEM. And on the third, we do special abilities or special needs and pre-K kindergarten. And we're just there showing our parents lots of resources that they can use, that they can do some planning together. And then also in the co-op, we have a portfolio of online classes that if parents want their kids to take, let's say a biology class or something like that, they can take those a la carte.
Okay.
So that's level 2, the virtual gathering co-op. And then the final level is Constellations. That is what put us, that's actually what created the company, the customized learning.
Okay.
So Constellations, the best way I can describe it, it is literally like having your own private school in your house. Because we provide all the admin, we provide all of the lessons, all of the curriculum is provided for you, and we manage it for you academically. As a parent, all you need to do is guide your child through their self-mastery of that curriculum. And so we're not the teacher. There is no outside teacher coming in teaching them. It's a self-taught or self-guided curriculum. They get a learner path.
Okay.
And the learner path is informed by the student because they take a diagnostic. And it's not a, like a state test. This diagnostic is like it sounds. It's like literally going under the hood like Jiffy Lube and doing an analysis of all the skills that child has acquired since they were in kindergarten.
Okay.
And it does it for math, language, arts, and reading.
Okay.
And it then tells us, okay, so this child knows all of these skills for math. If there's anything that at that grade level they should have learned, it'll say, here's what's missing.
Okay.
And then it makes an automatic generated customized pathway for them with activities. Wow. And mastery quizzes for them to do. And this has become super popular with our parents. Our parents asked us for this coming out of our soft launch year. Uh-huh. They said, this is so amazing. We would love it if we had something that gave us some data so that we mm-hmm. could put it in our portfolios. And mm-hmm. Many of our families have portfolio reviews for their states.
South Carolina does. Yep.
Yes. And so they wanted something that gave them a little bit of data to show that everything that they were doing was connected. And so I used this when I was working in the private sector and had great success with it, helped graduate lots of children in a program mm-hmm. that was helping kids who had dropped out of school get their high school diploma. And so I used this and it's amazing. And our parents are in love with it because within a month, every single child we had in this program showed skill mastery.
Wow.
And I haven't worked in education for 2 decades. I've not seen a result like that quick in a month.
Yeah.
And so it was pretty powerful for us. And so our families love, those who are in Constellations are in love with that program because their kids feel empowered. And it's not, you know, you don't get grades like A's and B's and things like that. Mm-hmm. You can't fail because it's all about mastery. If you don't master it, it's okay. Just go back and you figure it out and you master it again.
Yeah.
And you go at your own pace. Our kids are not being compared with anyone. Everyone's working. A child. Everyone is individually working.
Okay.
And so that is Blue Star. We do a lot.
That's amazing.
It's best to look at it in terms of which level and where it's best for you to be.
All right. So tell us, what is the age range that Constellations cover? And then your other one for Conscious Educator Library. Tell us the age range for these different resources or tiers.
Every level that we have has the same age range, and that is pre-K to GED adult.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. So we work with the whole gamut.
Okay. So if they were to get in, to start with Constellations, say they are high school or middle school, they would have all of the customized learning and their self-guided subjects available to them, whatever grade they are in. Does it cover everything? I guess that's what I'm saying. So
it does cover everything. So there's different there are different products that people can of international organization, online software provider. They work with school systems, they work with private schools, they work with nonprofits. They're an amazing company. And so they have a product called ExactPath. That's the one with the diagnostics for reading, language arts, and math.
Okay.
Then they also have something called Courseware. Courseware actually gives you courses that you would take in a traditional school,
okay.
like your chemistry, like your US history, like your AP classes. So we can add that package on as an add-on. Okay. And so that'll give you an opportunity to take your core subjects so that if you're trying to create a transcript as a parent, let's say you have a high school student, you're trying to make a transcript, it's a lot easier to do it with a course.
Right.
Like that. Right.
Right. Yeah.
And then for our elementary children, if they want to move beyond ExactPath, because everyone in Constellation starts on the path.
Okay.
Everyone starts with ExactPath because we want to make sure when we work with our master students, and that's what we call our lovelies when they come into our program, we call them master students because our motto is I'm helping you to have an experience where masters make themselves. Mm-hmm. So how we're a little different than some programs is we're really big on our kids learning how to take self-responsibility for their own education.
Yeah.
And for them to really take on being self-guided and self-motivated so that mom and dad don't have to drag them into doing things. And so we form a relationship with our kids. We become their guides and we speak with them and we work with them, but we're also constantly encouraging them to take ownership. That means keeping up with their own scheduling, creating a schedule for themselves and pacing it and having a task management system so that they actually get their stuff done.
Wow.
And so, you know, with to go back to what you were asking in terms of different products that are available. Uh-huh. So the exact path is the first layer. You can do that. We encourage everyone to do that for at least 30 days. And then make sure you know where your skill gaps are.
Okay.
Like if you have a student, many homeschool families don't really operate in grade levels per se, yep. but they just kind of use them to help them pick curriculum pretty yep. much. And so what we advise our parents to do is to really make sure that if you've picked a particular target level, like sixth grade, for example,
okay.
if your kid has a gap somewhere, we want to make sure those gaps are filled so that they don't feel the frustration. When you give them resource material. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
And that's why we want everyone to do the exact path with us, because it helps us make informed decisions.
Yeah.
And one of the things that, you know, we try to help our families understand is that, you know, there's a lot of, you know, I think trauma that has happened as a result of Common Core standards and, mm-hmm. you know, state testing and all this other stuff. There's been a lot of attempts by, you know, certain institutions to help kids, but sometimes it's been done in such a way that people have been traumatized and they have test anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
But we try to help our parents understand that tests are tools. Mm-hmm. They are not the judge.
Right.
No one can tell you what's intelligent or what's not intelligent,
That's
but
right.
the learner themselves.
That's
and
right.
so we like using resources that have been tested and tried out versus just pulling something out the sky.
Right.
And that's why Common Core material is useful. It's not because, you know, we're using it the way schools use it. We're using material that has been scientifically tested out
okay.
to really be able to show that a kid can get a skill.
Right.
And so what we're about in our program is skill mastery, not some type of ominous achievement out there, but does his child know how to do reading, writing, and arithmetic?
Yeah.
You know, can they do the basic skills? Because understanding the basics allows them to acquire knowledge and then specialize as they become, you know, students who are in the abstract level of learning.
Yes. Wow. That sounds beautiful. Okay. So I have a lot of questions for you. So let me ask you this. Where do you see Blue Star going? It's been in existence for what, a couple of years, 2 years, three?
Not really.
How long has it been?
We just made, we're a year old.
Okay.
Yeah,
so, just made a year.
Yeah. Wow. So we kind of got mobilized about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
So I would say like 2018, September-ish, August, you know, that's when we kind of started beta testing it.
Okay.
So we soft launched it just to see in January.
Okay. Just
of last year, 2019.
Okay. Wow. Beautiful. All right. So where do you perceive Blue Star heading? So you provide all of the courses, and I love the constellation. That's a self-guided pace where students can choose their subjects and go at it. Where do you see Blue Star in the next year being providing what to the community? Or in 2 years, will they eventually be able to graduate out of, you know, have all of their things complete and they can graduate? Will you, you know, include college courses? Tell us a little bit about the dream that you have for Blue Star.
My dream for Blue Star is to be the best friend of the conscious educator.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is, I believe having many options for educating a child and educating a young learner and an adult learner is a good thing.
Yeah.
And so I'm not trying to be the one all entity that everybody comes to. I believe it takes a village of educators
yeah.
to help this generation.
Yeah.
So what I would like to see us be is seen as everyone as their best friend. We're a connector. I want us to be a connector of knowledge. Mm. I want us to be a gateway for intelligence.
Mm.
So that families can feel like they have a place they can trust mm-hmm. as their launching pad. And then we want to guide them to go get whatever they need. You know, for us, that's the best place for us to be. And because there's so many wonderful programs out there, you have OutSchool, you have, mm-hmm. you know, there's so many beautiful things that are out mm-hmm. there. And I mm-hmm. admire the work of any educator trying to help young people. And I want our homeschool community to have lots of options. What I would love to be is a wonderful gateway so that people can not become overwhelmed by it all. And that we can be partners and help people really connect.
Yeah.
And also be a safe place of encouragement, because this can be a very lonely journey. Mm-hmm. And I've been an educator for a long time. And a lot of my time as an educator, I've been lonely because mm-hmm. I have felt such a deep call. And I didn't always, you know where to go to get the support I needed for something that my child really needed. And so what we want to be is that entity that allows for an educator, particularly a parent educator, mm-hmm. to not feel alone mm-hmm. and to not feel inept, because we haven't done a good enough job in the education world of acknowledging the parent educator. We really need yeah. to make sure you guys feel and know how important you are. We put a lot of lip service to it, okay. but do not back it up. And so I would love to be able to provide professional development in services. I don't think you license a person to be a parent educator. They're just intuitively, yeah. naturally, beautifully that thing.
Yeah.
But they need to have a place they can go to sharpen their skills if that's what they would like to do.
Yeah.
You know, how do I facilitate learning? How do I motivate my student when they hit a bump? How do I recognize or even know if my child has a learning disability on my yeah. own? Because I don't have special programs anymore in the schools to give me an IEP. So how do I know if my child is autistic?
Right.
Those are the type of things we want to be able to be there so that our parents feel empowered. And we don't want them to feel like they have to sell their left kidney to do it or give up a college fund to be able to do it, because mm-hmm. you got to eat, you got to keep the kids clothed, you got to keep a roof over their head. Mm-hmm. There is no reason that parents should be paying tuition for childcare and for education before their kids are even adults. Mm-hmm. And then we wonder why people are so burnt out and they're so stressed out. We're just making it impossible. And mm-hmm. we want to basically be an organization that makes it possible for parents to educate their children with dignity, class, and confidence. So yeah. that's where I want to see us.
Beautiful, beautiful girlfriends. Listen, if you're just joining in right now, this is Melissa Perkins out of North Carolina. She is the founder, CEO of Blue Star. And this is a beautiful, beautiful platform in which she has created. She herself is wholehearted, gung-ho, breathes, all of that good stuff as an educator, and not have children homeschool. But her desire is to do exactly what she just described. If you just heard her wanting to empower home educators, come alongside and support, be a partner to home educators that they can do it successfully, not to take the place of, but to support. And I love that. I love that, Melissa, so much. So if you all just be sure to hit the share button, get this information out to others. I just, in my brain, was like, everyone needs to hear this, because while there's a lot of resources that are out there for homeschoolers, and you know, of course I don't know them all, but I have not heard terminology like that. And that is big for me to say, we need to empower home educators. And oftentimes when you do connect with educators or the institution, they want to put the parent to the side and let us do our thing because we got this. We can take care of educating your children. Melissa sounds like she is saying the opposite, that she has some resources that will help the parent educator, empower them, and give them the freedom to go forth. And if they still feel like they're not confident and capable, then she's saying, we're come in and do, I'll call them workshops, but come in and do these lesson plans, trainings, and helps to help you do what you feel called to do. I love it, Melissa. And that's beautiful, beautiful. That sets you apart in my book. In regards to other things. So this again is Blue Star Virtual and Learning, and you will have all of the content or the links to get in contact with Melissa. So Melissa, at this point, I have a few questions I just want to have you expound upon just a little bit more. And your 22 years of experience of educating and that type of thing, what is your best advice you can give to people who are wanting to get started homeschooling their children? And I hear this all the time. They feel inadequate. What is it that the best advice that you can give to these home educators and say, come and connect with Blue Star? You know, you said a lot, but what is the best advice you can give them as they trek out on this journey of wanting to home educate their child?
It's gonna sound a little melodramatic, but I'm gonna play with it.
Okay.
Wake up. You've been homeschooling the whole time. Acknowledge yourself. That's what I would say. When you gave birth to that child and started becoming sleep deprived, when you adopted that child, when you started fostering that child, you became the teacher. And so to me, when you send your kids to a traditional school, you're just using another avenue you have to bring in resources to help you educate. Yeah. You are still a homeschool parent.
Yeah.
And I think we got to stop the division of us and them and start learning how to work together and start learning. And it had to start with me as a teacher. I will say that with teacher and parent. That we have allowed things to become too adversarial around children. Mm-hmm. We have got to be teams. We have got to be teams of teams who collaborate for the good of all. And that child represents the future. Mm-hmm. And we've got to learn how to accept ourselves. And so the first thing I would tell a parent educator, because that's everybody. Accept yourself. Except that you have been given a divine creed to carry out this amazing work.
Yeah.
And all you're doing is building your coalition of support.
Beautiful.
And so what I see with Blue Star is that we're just one of your coalitions of support. You know, I don't proclaim we will have all the answers and all the solutions. I just want to be, I tell my parents when they join us, we're like tofu. Make us what you don't want to do. That's basically what ends up happening when people join. I say, give me the dirty stuff that's getting on your nerves.
Yeah.
And my parents will be like, okay, Melissa, math. Or they'll say, Melissa, just everything. And so give me what is frustrating me.
I love it.
You know, and that's because I call us, you know, in so many ways, we're like a super TA. We're finally that assistant you needed. You're like, God, if I just had one more set of hands to help me, I would get everything done today.
Yeah.
Let us be that for you. Let us kind of be your assistant. We're there to support you. You know, when I first started, it was just me by myself. Yeah. When we swelled from 10 kids to 200 in 3 months, baby, I had to get some help. So now we're a team of five. I have a beautiful team. I have a chief operating officer, Irene, in Las Vegas. I have my Sharilla, who's my executive director. She helps me run the company. Mm. We brought on our executive director of technology, Shannon, who's behind all of the technical, beautiful stuff that's happening at Blue Star. We just brought on a director of education, and we're interviewing. We've got two more people who are right now having tea. We have tea when we pick our talent. We don't do traditional interviews and stuff. We drink tea and talk about it and see if we get along and we can work together.
Yeah.
And so I think just believe that you're enough and that you can pull off this mission. And don't be afraid to reach out and say, help. It's okay. I can't tell, every year when I was a traditional school teacher, I would save up stuff. I would keep things and lesson plans and quizzes. That new incoming group would come and I thought I'd mess in the trash. They didn't work with them kids that I had coming in. I'd have to start all over again. And that's what it's like as a parent. And I think sometimes you guys don't realize that every new cycle of learning, it's a new kid you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have to reinvent yourself. And so that's why having Blue Star in your life can be of use to you, because we can help reinvent. Yeah. Every cycle, every moment that your child is developing and those beautiful cognitive things are happening and good to have a companion to be a support to you through all of that and help you not pull your hair out, because you do have to deal differently with the middle school beast than you did with the third grade cutie, you know? And so there's all kinds of little nuances that are there, but you don't have to be by yourself.
Yeah.
And I know you can attest to this from just talking to so many homeschool parents. Sometimes they feel so inadequate and so ill-prepared. Mm-hmm. And so they beat themselves up way too much. Mm-hmm. And I spent a lot of my time building my parents up and saying, no, you got this. You are enough. Mm-hmm. And don't feel like, and I think this is where the unschool movement and a lot of different things have been inspired by, is this thing that we make parents feel like they have to do so much stuff to teach a child.
Mm.
And then that makes them feel so inadequately able to.
You got it.
And they feel like, well, maybe I should just go outsource it to this place or outsource it to that. I don't want people to see Blue Star as something you're outsourcing your situation. No, we cannot replace you. Uh-huh. We don't even attempt to try to do that.
Okay.
The parent educator is priceless. They're non-negotiable. What we want to do is help the parent educator realize their vision. But more importantly, help you to stop for a moment and ask your learner, what is their vision?
Mm-hmm.
The best person to help you with learning in your household is that child. That learner is mm-hmm. fully capable of being the chief operating officer of their knowledge acquisition. And I'm watching my five-year-olds do it. And their parents are like texting me saying, they're out here managing their own stuff. They're doing their own thing. And they're five.
Right.
Because kids like to know stuff. They love to learn. They're curious.
Yes.
And you brought them into the most intimate, most beautiful, most safe place to learn, which is home.
Right.
It's about to be on.
Right.
That's all I gotta say. It is, Angela. It's about to be. When you put a child who's curious and wants to learn around their home environment, which yes. is where they feel the most loved and safe,
I agree. Beautiful. Wow. You all, that was it. Who ready for Blue Star Learning? I mean, who's ready for it? I mean, come on. I mean, this is all so beautiful. All right. So anyway, you must click on the link to learn more. If you have specific questions and you want to, you know, just get some more detailed understanding, Melissa has given her contact information there where you can email her. Is there any other way that they can contact you, or is email is the best? That's it.
Well, actually, there's a few ways to really kind of connect with us.
Mm-hmm.
So we are very active on Facebook. And so if you're on Facebook, definitely connect with us there. We're on Instagram as well. You can definitely email me. But the website in February, you're going to be able to do all your membership joining through the website itself. We're transitioning from doing everything with Google Classroom.
Okay.
And so we're this is our month of transition.
Okay.
So, but we also have my office line, you know, so I'll make sure you have my phone number so you can call.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd love for you to call me and ask me questions, you know, it's absolutely fine. And claim your free membership. I mean, like, really be a member, because it costs you nothing. And my team will tell you, because I train them and they insist as well, but we're not pressure salespeople. We offer. If you stay a free member for your whole entire duration with Blue Star, we are not mad at you. You stay within your means. Right. We are about feeding the children first. The kids must eat. And so everything for survival first. And then when you have overflow, you can do what you can do. That's what makes us happy. But, you know, a lot of people are finding exciting our co-op. Our co-op is very inexpensive. It's only $15 a month. And it doubles the offerings of virtual opportunities for the kids to engage. Okay. And it gives you lesson planning resources and things of that nature. So if in the beginning it's a little difficult for you to be able to do the constellations piece, then do the co-op, you know, because it's a little bit more in your budget and you can always upgrade and you take your time. You'll be, the minute you come into your free membership, you're going to be assigned a case manager. So we actually have staff who will be working with you. So you need to know that you're supported. And when you're ready for more, we'll be like, okay, here's more. But you're not going to be getting tons and tons of sales calls. And you got to teach. You got stuff to do. You ain't got time for all that. And so that's the one thing I want to make sure that people understand, is that you're going to have a support community. Mm-hmm. And you use it at your own pace, because we know there's a lot coming at you. And so, you know, you guide us in how to support you. We follow your lead.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, girlfriends, you are the average sum of the five people you hang out with. And this past hour, you have been hanging out with Melissa Perkins. North Carolina with Blue Star. I want to say it right. Blue Star Virtual Learning. Listen, you all continue to stay connected with positive resources, positive homeschooling community that's going to encourage you in your journey, like Melissa has. What she has gone on is by far the most beautiful thing I have seen that's been offered to the homeschool community. And I've been in it for 20 years, okay? I don't know it all, but I've seen a lot, been looking for a lot, and this is just absolutely beautiful and just dear to my heart. Now, also, just remember that you need to be that positive resources that others can draw from as well. And so one of the things you can do as a positive resource is share this information with other homeschoolers who need to know and be in the know about this. Now, I hope we don't get you in trouble, Melissa, because once this get out, no telling how fast you're going to grow even more. So hopefully you are ready for that, because this is a gem. This is a hidden gem in North Carolina, and I mean it. You know.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And I mean, we will just know that our team is, we're readying ourselves. You know, we're trying to, we don't have any, I'm the only full-time person right now. Okay. So I have really what I call just a stellar group of contractors who they give me well beyond their contract hours. I tell you that.
I would imagine.
And we'll keep bringing on as many people as we need. So we're built to grow. Okay. And we would love to serve, and we're very, very approachable. So if there's something that we don't have that you need, you tell us and we make it happen. That's how we have everything that we have now. Mm-hmm. And if you need us to improve in an area, tell us and we will grow. Because we understand that this whole movement is kind of a renaissance. It's amazing what's happening, what the homeschool parents are doing in education. You guys are changing the world of education.
Yeah.
It's not just a homeschool thing anymore. You're changing education. You got people like me leaving that world to come be with you, because this is where the action is.
Yeah.
This is where learning is happening. This is where innovation is happening.
Yeah.
And so I am honored and I can't wait to serve you.
Well, thank you, Melissa. And so, girlfriends, guys, to homeschooling, appreciates you and thank you for giving up your time, your resources, you know, allowing that creativity to come to life and create such a platform. So thank you so very much. And Godspeed with all that you all are planning to do in the near future, in the future to come. So thank you, Melissa.
And as we say at Blue Star, may your light shine on.
I love it. May your light shine on. I love it. So remember that to teach a child is to touch a life. And as we homeschool, we not only touch a life, we shape the future through our efforts of homeschooling. So keep making a positive impact day after day and year after year. Keep shining, keep shining. You can do it. And Blue Star Virtual Learning is there to help you along the way to make it happen according to what you desire and dream for your homeschooling, okay? All right, so be sure to connect with Melissa. All her information is going to be in the show notes. Thank you for joining in today. And until next time, peace and blessings, everyone. Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you. Thank you.